Taylor Swift's re-release of her hit album Red has been getting a lot of attention in the music world of late. Not only is she making a big statement about artists' ownership of their own music by re-recording this album, longtime Swift fans have been all over social media with their often emotional reactions to it. Swift has been re-recording all of her old albums after her masters were sold by her former record label without her permission. The re-release of the album includes 9 new songs written around the same time, including one that means a lot to one Scottsdale mom. Maya Thompson lost her nearly 4-year-old son, Ronan, to neuroblastoma in 2011. While she was in the hospital with him that year, she wrote a blog called Rockstar Ronan, which caught the attention of Swift, who then turned Thompson's words into a song dedicated to the little boy. It's a heartbreaking track, one that Swift released to raise money for childhood cancer research in 2012. But it had never been on a real album until now. I spoke with Thompson more about what it means to her and how it all began. And she told me when she was first contacted by Taylor Swift, she didn't really believe it.
I didn't even fully understand what was going on.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too long after Ronan had passed away. And so I was still very much in my own grief, right? I was still having days where I was not getting out of bed. I was having a hard time just existing in the world around me. So I got an email from somebody on Taylor's team, and they were saying they wanted to invite us out to her concert. This was in 2011, her Speak Now tour. Mm-hmm. And I also had a very good friend of mine who worked for Vanity Fair at the time. And because of that, she was constantly doing amazing things for our family, like giving us tickets to Katy Perry. So I didn't put the fact that it was Taylor Swift asking together. I thought it was really came from my other friend who worked for Vanity Fair. I kind of walked into this whole situation blind. I mean, I had no idea Taylor knew who I was. So I'm sitting there waiting, and I had my back to the door, and I hear somebody open the door and a woman's voice saying, "Maya, Maya, Maya, Maya." And I turned around and it's Taylor. And she just runs up to me and embraces me and just holds me. And she says, "I am so sorry. I am so sorry for what you've gone through and for the loss of Ronan." And she was like, he was the most beautiful boy. And your guys' love story has changed my life. And then she started rambling off all of these statistics about childhood cancer. And I just could not believe. So yes, it was a very shocking, amazing surprise. And, you know, then she went on saying that she had been reading my blog, you know, for a long time and just really watched everything unfold, which is why I was invited.
Wow. Tell me about the blog and what sort of motivated you to write it as you were going through this really impossibly difficult process with your son. Like, was it an outlet for you?
So I started my blog in 2010 before, you know, blogs weren't a huge thing then. I started it as a way just to keep friends and family updated on what we were going through, because I was being inundated with phone calls and texts, and I just didn't have the capacity to keep up with that. Then I think very early on, it took a turn for, I guess, the dark side. I would be in the hospital for, you know, weeks at a time with Ronan, and nights were very hard. You know, I'm there alone. I don't have anybody with me. And so I just started writing, and I just started writing really honestly and rawly about what we were going through. And it became my outlet, became my therapy. I wasn't thinking about what I was writing. I was simply just writing about what I was experiencing, what I was, you know, feeling in a very honest way. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were upset about that at first. Mm-hmm. I had people that came to me and told me I needed to stop writing on the blog because it was too upsetting. And I was like, the blog's upsetting? You know, why don't you take a look about what my child is going through? Like, that should be the upsetting thing. Mm. And I just stayed true to who I was and what we were going through and just gave an accurate portrayal, which a lot of people did appreciate. And there were the flip side of that thought I was being too vocal about and too honest about what this experience was like.
Yeah. Yeah. So now Taylor Swift has found a new home for this song on her re-release of Red. She's re-recorded it. They've released it with a new video that has, you know, images and videos of Ronan in it. You know, what does this mean to you?
I never thought that Ronan would be on an actual album of hers. I understand personally, because I'm Ronan's mom, how hard the song is to listen to. But I can see an outside person, this is not a happy, cheery song that you're going to turn on when you're driving down the highway having the best day ever. Mm-hmm. It's a hard song to get through. So I really always thought that Ronan would just be this tiny charity single. And I was so okay with that and so grateful for that. What I wasn't okay with was somebody else owning that song,
yeah,
and having the rights to that song and it not being in the hands of Taylor. So, you know, the fact that she just, once again, it shows me she really cares about Ronan and this cause and making sure that he has a permanent safe space forever with her.
So you're also credited as a co-writer on this track, and you've really been able to sort of change the trajectory of your own work in this advocacy work for childhood cancer because of this, right? I understand working on a book about this whole experience. You have a foundation named after your son in his honor. Give us a sense of the ways in which you've been able to use this as a platform since this song came out in 2012.
I mean, I hear from so many parents every day that either have a child that they've lost from cancer or is going through cancer, or even just other bereaved parents. And the song, the royalties went to different charities, but one of them being the Ronan Foundation. So because of that, we've been able to fund incredible doctors who are trying to do new groundbreaking things with neuroblastoma. And it's given me an elevated voice, and it's just all these different tentacles that I wouldn't have been able to do otherwise without Taylor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I want to end by asking you, Maya, just a few questions about Ronan. I mean, first of all, you know, can you tell us a little bit about him? Like, what do you remember most about him?
Everything. Ronan was my third child, my third son, and it was instant with him. The second he was placed in my arms, I said, this is the missing puzzle piece to our family. He just tied us all together. He was so fiery and wild and just had this wild and free persona. Just, he really lived every day like it was the best day, and like he appreciated every second. And because of that, I woke up every day like excited about life with this little boy that just embodied so much love and wildness. Whether he was like coloring on the bathroom walls, I just remember like I never got mad at him for those things, because it was like, I'm so lucky to have you here to like color on my walls. You know, I also always had this feeling like deep down that I was not going to get to have him forever. Was this intuition that I just had with him. And I think one of the reasons our love was so big, it was because we just lived every day. Like, it was the best day.
Yeah. So what do you hope his legacy is, especially given, you know, this song and this ongoing sort of message about him from this, you know, international superstar?
I hope Ronan's message to other parents, just how not to make big deals out of little things like kids coloring on a wall. You're so lucky to have your kids. And I try to live my life every day making Ronan proud, whether I'm, you know, just being a little kinder or a little braver. I take a lot of risks in my life by opening myself up, and I do that because he taught me that you get one shot to do this, and you better make sure it's, you know, the best life and the best version of yourself in the most honest way that you can live it.
All right. That is Maya Thompson. Thank you so much, Maya, for coming on and for telling us your story. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lauren.
I remember the drive home when the blind hope turned to crying and screaming. Why flowers pile up in the worst way? No one knows what to say.
That'll do it for this Wednesday edition of the show. Thank you so much for being with us. For Lauren Gilger, I'm Mark Brody. See you right back here tomorrow.
You wanted if you were still here. I remember the last day when I came. kissed your face and whispered in your ear. What if I